the English and Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about safety. Now, in today's society, it is important for people to understand the meaning of staying alert. Alert to predators of all types. Kidnappers, stalkers, especially in this day and age, paedophiles with all the grooming gangs, murderers, muggers, and how to recognise them and how to outsmart them and how to protect themselves. Now, the newspapers and media are filled with horror stories, scare stories, and propaganda, and that's all around the country. And the people who commit these crimes don't stand out from the rest of the crowd. They look just like a neighbour or a co-worker or a friend. And that is what's so deadly. No one suspects what is going on in the mind of these predators. Now, listen to your instincts when you meet someone. If they seem a little strange, perhaps a little too friendly, or you get the impression that they're hiding something, beware of confiding too much information about yourself or your family. Be aware of this person if they seem to be loners. But then again, that's not always the way. There are a lot of people who are loners who are the best people in the world. So you can't really take that on board. If they don't have many friends, if they don't have family ties, you know, don't have steady jobs. Now, all these things are things to look out for, but they're not, and I repeat, not. Do not make a person a predator. Now, if these people you suspect do have friends, pay attention to what type of people they associate with. Or if they have a family, do they participate in activities where they are together in public? Are their children normal and active? Or do they stay at home most of the time and are withdrawn? Now, this is also not a reason to suspect people of being predators, but it can be a sign. And most teachers and medical professionals are trained to look for signs of abuse, but occasionally those signs are well hidden from most people. Now, parents of youngsters often remind their children to be careful of strangers, and this is very wise advice. But when the child becomes a teen, many times those discussions are no longer given. A parent might take it for granted their teen is smart enough not to be fooled by an adult. But in the event that parents do not caution their teens about the dangers of predators, whether it be a friend at school who offers some forbidden fruit like drugs or liquor to an adult who has shown a little too much interest in the teen. It's all the same. Even young men and women in their 20s are kidnapped, raped or murdered. If you read stories about famous serial killers, you would be shocked to learn how easily they fooled so many unsuspecting young men and women. And there are dangers all around us. But what can we do to protect ourselves and our families and our friends? Now, several steps can be taken to provide for our security. Home security systems are a popular way to ensure the safety of your family. Self-defense classes are another. Big dogs are always a good deterrent to intruders, and they protect families with all of their being. Just make sure that the pet has been trained to follow simple commands and is gentle with children and other pets. And lastly, responsible adults who are willing to undergo training in handling themselves. Martial arts, self-defense, weapons training. Always warn your family that you're training with weapons and keep them out of reach of children, because in the wrong hands, any weapon is a deadly weapon. They kill. You know, teach your children how to dial for an emergency using the 999 on the telephone. Designate a safe house, perhaps a very close, well-known and trusted neighbour, in the event they or you have to run to safety. Explain the dangers of following a friendly stranger and make sure that your family are safe as well. Make sure they know not to take shortcuts through lonely, deserted places. Even with friends, never send them to walk alone to a store, even if it's only a block away. That's all it takes for them to disappear forever. And remind your teens about the dangers of drugs and alcohol, no matter who offers. The same goes for young men. Teach them to treat others with respect, never to bully others. Teach them to be responsible for their actions, and young women should be warned about jealous boyfriends, stalkers, and getting into relationships with married men or with men who are involved in other relationships. It could lead to a life of misery and pain, or it could end in an early grave. The best advice you can give your child to help them succeed in life is to praise their efforts. Teach them about morality and self-respect, encourage their goals, give them a good education, and promote the self-confidence they need to be independent, smart, and responsible. Okay, thank you for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. I realise this was another short one, but some of these short episodes have information that I feel everybody and every martial artist needs so that they can help their families and help themselves. So if you enjoyed this one, please tune in next time for the next episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.